This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. Remember those three general categories of Christian response to a God-rejecting nation that we referenced earlier today in the program? Well, Christ and the apostles model the Christian faithfulness category. They focused on the Great Commission and the local church. There's no example of direct political or cultural activism. Now, that being said, certain aspects of Christian activism can be justified, especially with confrontation of sin, even the church speaking clearly on civil issues. But be careful of prioritizing politics and culture over the gospel in the local church and of blurring doctrinal lines to do so. I don't see the model for Christian dominion. That is, until Christ comes and fulfills that role himself. Christianity had dominion in the Roman Empire and England, and like secularism, that led to oppression and compromise. Revelation 19 states that Christ himself will return to take dominion. From his mouth comes a sharp sword, so that with it he may strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. Let's rest in that. This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.